Yeah, well, that's, you know, metropolitan Detroit. I mean, there's 5 million people in metropolitan Detroit and 10 million in the whole state. So it kind of tells a story. Right now, you know, I'd say that, you know, from down in Riverview all the way up here to Shelby, it's solid businesses and homes. There's few vacant fields left. But as a kid, we used to work the truck farms off of Hall Road. You know, they had rhubarb farms, and they had, tomatoes and rhubarb, pumpkins, and all that stuff. We did everything we could to earn a nickel. And it wasn't like today where I tried to get the neighbor kid, a couple years ago, tried to get the neighbor kid to mow my lawn. He's a kid about 19 or 20, and he obviously didn't move around much. And so I would see him out in the yard every now and then. And so I said, hey, you know, I'm looking for somebody to mow my lawn, you know. I said, I'll give you $20 and use my machine and, you know, just ride around and mow the lawn. And he looked at me and he said, if I need $20, I'll ask my mom. And I tell you what, that just blew me away, absolutely blew me away. We always had two or three jobs, you know, turning gardens in the spring and picking weeds through the summer and mowing lawns and raking leaves and shoveling snow and washing windows. We did whatever. We had paper, multiple paper routes, whatever we could to save a buck. And as kids, we had money in the bank. I mean, I can remember being, you know, like 12, 13 years old, and this is back in, you know, the 60s. I always had $20, $25 back then in my pocket, and had bank account, you know, building up a bank account, saving for college, you know, but I always made sure that I paid myself, not just put all the money in the bank. So, and people used to say that my dad was frugal. Well, he's Scotch English. He's just cheap. And I think, I'm hoping some of that rubbed off on me. Now, back to you, Rick.